That's Hashem Yisbach. We begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Vaivnenbar, the laws of the vessels in the Beis HaMikdash and those who do the Avoid over there and the Sefer Avoid. Where in this Perek, Rambam discusses those that are in charge, that are appointed, as we spoke about in the previous Prakam, that when you have a Mishmar, when you have a Beis Av, there's someone in charge. So we discuss here those who are officers in the Beis HaMikdash. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf, the number of different officers that there were. So Chamisha Asim Memunin Hay BeMikdash, where there's 15 people that were in charge, appointed officers in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Chememan L'Olam. So do we always appoint Al-Kodava Mechamisha Asa Dvaram Elu from all one of these 15 posts, Memuna Echad, one person in charge. They learn and they are Aleph 1, Al-Azmanim, someone that's in charge of the timings, which is the Gavine, he was the Karaz, he was the announcer, when things start. Beis 2, Al-Nilash Sha'arim, so there was someone in charge of the closing of the gates. Gimel Al-Shaimim, there was someone in charge of the guards. Dalid 4 al Mishorim on the singers. Hey, number 5 al Tzilzel regarding the cymbals and Mishor Klesher with all the other instruments. Vav number 6 al Piyatsis regarding the lotteries. Zayin number 7 al Akinim on the piers of birds. Ches number 8 al Hachesamais on the seals. Tes al Hanesachim on the libations. Yud al Ochelin regarding those who were sick. Yud Aleph 11 was al Amayim on the water. Yud Beis, the second, the 12th one was Al Maisa Lechem upon them, the one that was in charge of preparing the Lechem upon them, the showbread. Yud Gimel, number 13, was Al Maisa Akhtar, the one that was in charge of the preparing the incense. Yud Dalet, the 14th, was Al Maisa Perechas, the one in charge of preparing the Perechas, the curtains. And Tezvav, the 15th one, was Al Maisa Big Dekuno, the one in charge of the preparing of the Kohanic garments. As Ram says, Alocha Beis, Kol Echad Echad Memunim Elo, every one of these officers, Tachas Yadoi beneath him was an Hashem Harbor with many people. K'dei l'hochad ha'malocha to prepare the work. Shumamun alav that he was in charge of. As Ram now goes through in specific detail these 15 officers. So Zesh al Azmanim, the one that was in charge of the time, who v'anoshev him and his people meshames Azmanim. They would safeguard the timing. Meaning came and she yigiyis our carbon. Once it came time to bring a carbon, machres who he would announce oy echad ma'anoshev b'shusay one of the men in his company. The Aimer, and they would say, Im du kam lavoida, get up, kam, do the avoida. Well, levim laducham, the levim to the platform, be Yisraelim laimer, and the Yisraelim to their stations. Bekimashi, Shema Kaila, once his voice was heard, Yabuchal echad lamalachta, each one, the kam, levim, Yisraelim would come to do their work. Allocha Gimel, now, Zesh al Neil Sharm, going to the next officer, the one that was in charge of closing the gates, Al Pib Noilin, Al Pib Paischen. Based on his word, they would open and close the gates. The ena token taken mechal yoyim lepsichas hasharim, and the one who would blow the blast every single day for the opening of the gates wouldn't blow that blast el b'shusay only with his permission. Uvechal yoyim, and that is because every single day taken b'mikdash they would blow in the base of mikdash shalish tekiyas lepsichas hasharim, three blasts for the opening of the gates, a tekiyah, true tekiyah, a straight blast, a broken up one, and a tekiyah, and again a regular blast. Halacha dalt zesh al hasharim, going on to the next officer, the one in charge of the guards. Who is Harabais? He's what was called the man of the Temple Mount, which we discussed in the 8th parak in Hechaz Beis Bechir Alocha Yud. Shemesav al Levim, he goes around on the Levim who were guarding the Beis HaMikdash all night. Any Levi that was sleeping on his post, Malka is a Makli, he would hit him with a stick, the service Kasuse, and we have the option of burning his clothing. Alocha Hei, Zesh al Masharim, the officer in charge of the singers. Who bari b'chol yoyim, he would select every single day hamashayrim, the singer shayrim al duchan that would stand on the platform le'mashir repair to sing with their voices. Va'al piv token al karbonis, and based on this officer in charge, they would make the blast on the karbonis, and that is because in peches in b'mikdash you don't do less than in the base of mikdash me'achas ve'estrim tekiyah b'chol yoyim, from 21 shayfer blasts in the base of mikdash, in other words 9 times. True tekiya, and that is you had shalosh lepsichas shom like we mentioned before. You had three blasts for the opening of the gates of the azar of the courtyard. You had v'teishal tamet shalshach. You had 9 blasts for the carbon tamet in the morning, where when they would pour the libations of the carbon tamet, the levim would sing a song, and there was 3 chapters in every song, and every stop they would the kahanim would blow on their trumpets, and you had v'teishal tamet shalshach b'mayim, and you had 9 blast for the carbon tamid in the evening. So you had 9 and 9, 18 plus 3 in the morning. That was going to be the these 21 blasts that they would do every single day. Now, b'yom sheyesh b'karbon musaf, a day that had a carbon musaf, me'sifin tesh al carbon musaf. Then you add another 9 for another carbon, that of the carbon musaf. Now, v'mchol resh chedesh yom tov lis b'shabbos. Now, if resh chedesh or yom tov fell on Shabbos, which besides the Musar of Shabbos, you have the Musar of Rosh Chodesh or that of Yom Tov. So let's say Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos. Then you have three Musafin. You have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah. In taking the chamosav and musav of bnei asma, no, you don't blow another nine blasts for every single kav musav by itself. I'll take and teshem levar lachamusav, and rather another nine for all inclusive for all the musafim. Halachavav be'er shabbos meisiv and shish. Now before Shabbos, then they would add another six blasts. You had shalosh lahaftel sa'amen malacha. You did three blasts to remind the people to stop doing work. The shalosh lahaftel menkarzachal, and three as symbolic to separate the people from the holy and from the mundane. Now, v'regel on the Yom Tov, on the holiday, Meisif in Shalosh, they would add another three. The Psicha Shara Tachim, and they would open up the lower gate, V'hu Shara Zanosh, and that was the gate of the women's courtyard, which is the first place that you enter into the past the Chel. And B'Shalosh, L'Psicha Shara Shalim, and then three for the opening of the upper gate, Hu Shara Nikoner, that's the gate of Nikoner, which opens up into the Shara of the Ezras Yisrael, which is what we call the, when we call Azar, we mean that. Now, why was it called the upper gate? Because it's higher up than the women's courtyard, because by the base of Mikdash, it keeps on going higher and higher, as it is on a temple, the temple mount. And they would also blow another three blasts when they would fill up the water, where they would pour libations on the Yom Tov Sukkos, which was the procedure of the Nisach HaMayim. Now, but they would not blow the blast for the filling of the water on Shabbos, because they already filled it up from before Shabbos. And the taken shalosh shagab mizbech, they would make three blasts when it was by the mizbech. B'shosh mesat nas chamayim, when they would actually do the libations, pouring of the water on the mizbech. And b'chala taken should take him on the karbonis. All the blasts that they would blow for the karbonis mitachas yazesh al mashem mishusay, it was all underneath the jurisdiction of this one that was in charge of the singers and in his domain. B'chaleilat tekiyas, and all these blasts that we're mentioning were b'chatzoytzu, saying these were all with trumpets, not with a shofar, but rather they were with a trumpet. Halacha Zayin, Zesh ala Tzolzol. This one that was in charge of the next officer, in charge of the cymbals, Hu ha'maimid kolam asharim api klei shir. He was in charge of all those that they were singing with the instruments, Shesoyden em alavim, that they would assist the levim, who they were singing, like we explained already in Paragim Halacha Gimel. Halacha Ches, next officer, Zesh ala Piyas, is the one that was in charge of the lotteries, who mefis ben ha-kahan b'chol yom. He would go ahead and do the lotteries amongst the kahanim all day, where at she'ir kol ish v'ish, oisim alachtoim, until it was that everyone who was doing a malacha, the avayid in the base of Mikdash from the kahanim, shazach ha-babapais, that he merited through a lottery. The arba pa'amim ho'yim mefisim b'chol yom, and it was four times they did the lotteries every single day. In the laws of the carbon tumah daily sacrifice, per gdal halacha gimel, says Rama Avor Kitzah Hamifisin. I explained over there how did they do this lottery? Halacha test Hamemunah Alakin, the one, the officer in charge of the peers of birds, who he's the person should place an imoy that they set with him, Shimka Hakinim lekarbonis, that he should be the one to provide the sale of the peers of birds for the karbonis. Kach v'kach besela, how much this and this amount of slum amount of money. And therefore, whoever needed a pair of birds, whether it be turtle doves or young pigeons, where, for example, let's say Azav, Azav, Yeledis, those are people that need to bring these types of kabbanas, so they bring their monies to the Beis HaMikdash. But this one who is in charge of this, he would give these pairs of birds to the ones who had to bring these kabbanas. And he would make a calculation with the treasurers, and they would give him these kabbanas. Now, Meshleishim Yom, Meshleishim Yom, every 30 days, Poiskin Nimoy Hashar, they would set a price with this one who is in charge of the peers of birds. The Imhuzlakin, if the price of peers of birds went down, so Maspik Kishar Hazel, then they would provide for him at the cheaper price, meaning Hektish would give at the cheaper price. Vimhukri, if it went up in price, well, then Maspik Kamoy Shapaski Yimoy, then they would still provide how they had originally done, they give at the cheaper price, which was originally, not the higher price of now. The reason that is, she had Hektish al Yen, because the domain of Hektish always has the upper hand in this negotiations. And the Chen Kenshinim's apostle, so let's say a pair of bird, if you find it, there's an invalidation. A Shinifsal Koyim Shikabo becomes invalidated, not in the bird itself, but in the procedures before it gets sacrificed. Listen, Nachatach, this one who's in charge, he has to go ahead and replace that. It's going to be his liability. Halacha Yud, the next officer, Zesh Halach Hissam, is the one in charge of the seals, the tickets. He's the one that receives the monies of the libations, because besides karbanas, you have to bring the sachem of yayin, mimchuyovin the sachem, those who have to bring with their karbanas the libations. And this person takes the monies and gives them a seal. And Vizesh al Nasachim, the one who's in charge of the libations, who Shemaych al Nasachim, he's the one who sells the libations. As the Rambam continues, Allah Yiralov, Kitzad, how so? How does this work? So Abra Chisam is Haibim Mikdash. They were these four seals, like these tickets that they had in the base of Mikdash. Ha'echad Kasab Lav, Egel. One of them was written Kath, which was a sign for the Nasachim of the Shur, which you had Shleish Yisraim of Silas, you had three Yisraim of flour, you had a Chatzihin of oil, and you had a Chatzihin of wine. Vashenik Hasulab, the second seal, was written on it, Zachar, which is a sign for the Nesachim of the Isle, the ram, because the Targum of Isle is Dichar, which is the Aramaic word of Zachar, of male, which there are two Esrenim of Silas, a third of a hin of oil, and a third of a hin of yain. Vashlishik Hasulab, and the third one was written on it, Gidi, the kid goat, which is a sign for the Nesachim of the Kebes, of the lamb, which is one Esrenim of Silas, a quarter of a hin of Shemen, and a quarter of a hin of yain. But Revi Kasalav, in the fourth seal, was written that Chayte, the sinner, which is actually a sign for the Nesachim of the three animals that a wealthy Mitzrayim would bring, which they are three Esarayim of Silas, nine Logan of Shemen, and additionally that he had another Logan of Shemen that he had to put on his big toes and his ear, and three Revias of Yain and three Revias of Shemen. The reason why the Mitzrayim is called Chayte, sinner, because it was his sins that caused him to have this Saras. Now, Halachi Beis Ram explains, says, so whoever brings his carbons to the Beis HaMikdash, so we said, like, if they need pairs of birds, that was someone else, but you bring your carbon, your shor, whatever it is. Now, but then he has to bring libations too. So he would give the monetary value, however much the price cost of the libations, to the one that was in charge of the seals. That's what he paid. So then the one in charge of the chasamas would give him the amount of seals, however much of the carbons that he was bringing. Now, v'mhoi mitzayru asher, let's say he was a wealthy mitzayru, because in contrast to a poor mitzayru who only brings one lamb, he would only have the seal of the gedi, which is that of a lamb. But the wealthy one, which we said that was the fourth seal, so noisim lechaysim echad shakasav lav chayte, he gives him this one seal that says in it, sinner. Okay, so he paid for whatever nesachim he needs, especially for those three kabbanis that the wealthy mitzayru has to bring, and he's paying for its libations. So now that individual paid, this person who's bringing the karbanis, he takes the seals that he has. It goes to the other officer, the one in charge of the libations. The nice line, the he gives him his seals and he gets the amount of libations according to the seals that he gives him. So the amount of seals that he has and what's written in those seals. Now, in the evening, so these two officers, which obviously they're working in tandem, the one who takes the money for the seals, and then the one who accepts the seals to give the Nesachim in return, so they meet each other at night. So the one who sold the Nesachim, he takes out his receipts, he takes out the Chesamas, and he goes to the one in charge of the seals, and he gets those monies to correlate for that. Now, if it turns out there's more money than the amount of that was sold, so he sealed a hektish. So the excess goes to hektish. And the one in charge of the chesamas can't claim, he says, wait a second, it must have been that my money got mixed in. No, we say, yeah, no, hektish al yaino. Now, if in Pachosamo, it turns out there's less money than the amount of Nesachim that was given out, Yisham Zesh al chesamas me basis. So the one in charge of the seals, who he got the money, and he's giving less money than how much the guy from Nesachim had to give, he has to take out money from his own pocket, from his house, to compensate and to equal that out. Now, Mishavit Chesam, let's say someone lost. He paid for, he got his ticket, and somewhere on the Arabais, he lost his seal. So, Mamtin and Layad Erev. So, we wait for him until the evening. And that is, now they're doing the calculations. In Matzah B'Moyes Yosef, they find, yeah, excess money. Kedei Chesam Shatoyin, according to the amount of his seal that he claims that he lost. So, nicely, then they give him that seal. Bimlav, not, a nicely, they don't give him. Now, but related to this is B'Shem Kol Hayom. The name of the entirety of that day, which is the day of the week, and the day of the month, and the name of the, all these different things, of which Mishmer, Kasav al-Chayim, those are all written, those identifying features on the seal, and the reason Nehramoyim, because of people that were, would be trying to trick the system, and Shalayasha Chayim Etzla, we don't want that the one who bought the seal should leave it by him at Shiyukra on the Sachem, until the price of the Nesachim goes up, and then he's going to go cash in. He's like, oh great, I bought at an earlier time, and I get to save. No, it has to be bought today, and then used today, and therefore we don't, this we write all that identifying features that no one should be tricking the system. Now every 30 days, they would designate the price of the wine and the flour, which is related to this, of the Nesachim, with the one that was in charge of the libations, because he's shelling out all those products, and we have to have a set price, how much we're going to compensate him for this. Now, im hukr nesachim, if the price of nesachim went up, they only provide him for how much they had originally made up, which was the cheaper price. Vim huzlu, let's say the price is everything plummeted, now the price went down. So then Hector says, okay, great, everything's cheap right now. Hector's only going to give him according to the cheap price. And so we said that there's gains that Hector makes on these prices. That's what's called the excess of the libations, because they're only paying for the lesser price. And for those funds that they make, they are called the excess of the nesachim, which was from, they made money off to those libations from that person who's selling. And they purchased with those funds totally burnt sacrifice, leketz mizbech, for the dessert of the mizbech, when the mizbech was idle, nothing was being used, then they would burn those karbanos. Now, ve'im ha'kaisen es mizbech o'il es ha'oiv, you don't use the dessert from the mizbech from a bird oila, shem ha'karbanos ha'tzibur oif, because this is a carbon tzibur that's being done for the entire of the Jewish people, and a bird is not a carbon tzibur. Halach yidal ha'kayanim. Now, continue regarding the one that was in charge, the next officer. The intro is that the Kanam nation oimdim al ritzvah tamid, since they're always standing on these tiled floors and with their bare feet, v'oichlam basar harbe, they also eat a lot of meat, all the karbanis. And they ain't a lame good mishas avodah, and they're not really wearing a lot of garments on them when they're doing the service, elacholik echa, just one shirt, same chilim b'meim, so cause them to become ill inside their intestines. Thikir levim amidim umune echa, so therefore they had appointed one officer, shi'im evakorism, that should always check them out, and to heal all their illnesses. But Ismail Tamarim is constantly busy with the health of the Kahanim. Who, this person and all the men that worked for him in this therapeutic medium. Another, Mimana Acher, they appoint someone else, an officer, to dig pits and ditches. And he fixed the wells of the public. That there should be water that should be found in Yerushalayim for all its inhabitants, for all those that are making the pilgrimages. And Ve'echemunid was another person that was in charge on all the craft work of the showbreads. And he would supervise all the its activities. And yet Ve'echemunid had someone in charge of all the craftsmen of the incense. He would also supervise its work. Halacha design, Zeshal Pereches, then he had someone in charge of the curtains. Was Mamun al Kol Urge Pereches. He was in charge of all the weaving of the curtains, and its ornament, its embroidery. She mochanis lahecha b'lasharim, so that it should be prepared for the sanctuary and for the gates. Now Ushtei Pereches hoyeisim mochal shana. They made two curtains every single year. Lahavd ben hakodesh hakodesh hakodeshim, to separate between the holy and the holiest of holies. And v'chute haPereches kfulin shisha shisha. Now the threads of the Pereches were sixfold. Now additionally, there's three steps to this. Now, in this thread, there was sixfold. There was actually four types of threads in that. There was sheish, linen, tcheles, blue wool, vargaman, which Rambam understands as some type of red wool, and metalashani, which is like a crimson type of a wool. And v'chol echad mehem kafar shisha. Now, each one of these types were each sixfold. So it comes out, hari above esem chutin. So it comes out, really, each thread was really 24 threads, because you had these four types times six. Now, betefecha ya'avya, and its thickness was a hand breadth. That's how thick the curtain was. While shnai meshiv nidim hoisin eregis, it was woven on a 72 heddles, which is the rings that you weave on. Arkut's length was arbaam, amma was 40 amas, v'rach pa'asim amma, and its width was 20 amas. Now, halach yitzayin, shloish eset pereches hoi b'mikdashayni. In the second temple, there was 13 curtains. Yet seven curtains al shiva sharazah on the seven gates of the courtyard. The achas one was al pesach ulam by the opening of the antechamber. The achas and one was al pesach echel, the opening of the sanctuary. Ushtem ladvir, you had two that opened up to the kodesh hakodeshim, which was beinoy ben hakodesh, was between the hechel and the kodesh hakodeshim, and the kodesh. Ushtem kitegim aliyah, and correlating on top on the area above was also those two curtains separated between the kodesh hakodesh hakodeshim. Halach itches, a related halacha pereches, a curtain shenitmes bavlat hatuma that became impure with a derivative of tumah, which is by a liquid that's tameh, which is from rabbinic decree that it should contaminate vessels. So if a curtain becomes tameh from that, matbil nisa bifnim, you could immerse it inside the azara, which was the yamsha shleimah, shleimah melech, and made a huge mikvah, where you don't have to take it out of the azara. And machnis nisa miyad, and you could take it right back to its place, because since it's rabbinic tumah, it doesn't need sundown. Now, whereas Vishanitmas Ba'avatim became defiled from a primary category of Tumah, like by a dead sheretz or by a dead animal or things like that, then you have to immerse in mikvah out of the azar, because you can't have in the Beis HaMikdash a garment, a cloth that's a rishon l'tumah, which became Tumah from an Avatumah. And Vishaitchen Isabachel, so they would spread it out when it's drying after the mikvah in the chel, which is the area right outside the azar. And the reason they should tzuchen Hashem is because it first has to have sundown to be brought back in. Now, Vimoysa Chadoshe, if it was new, then, after they put in the mikveh and it was drying, shaitchen eis agav ha'itztaba. Then they put on top of the colonnade, on top of the benches that went around the Beis HaMikdash, around the Azara. And the reason is k'deshir ha'ames malachta she'no, so that the people should see its creative work, which was beautiful, and appreciate its beauty. Halacha yitez, now b'chol hakim shal b'mikdash tog matuma, all the vessels that were in the Beis HaMikdash, ha'ilim shnim, shlishim, they had a second and a third type of that same prototype, because if the first ones become tummy, you be hashnim tachtim, they should bring the secondary ones and take their place. Halacha chav, zeha mamun al maisa big dekuna, continue to the last one that was in the officer in charge of the Quranic garments. He was Isaac Bachanis big dekan medyotim, or big dekan gadol. He was in charge of preparing the garments for the Kohen Hedjit and for the Kohen Gadol, or Bedegasim regarding its weaving, or Metachas Yadin Nazakal, and under him all of this was done. But Lishka Isla Bemikdash, and he had a special chamber for himself in the Beis HaMikdash.